Okay, the next order of business is the caretaker report. Paul?
That's me.
That'd be you.
I didn't have a whole lot to say. The past month, we just kind of been getting ready for opening the cabins up. Looking at the roads, looking, I know Larry Clarkson did a lot of road work there on the Meadow Canyon, which is nice.
Yeah.
Thank him for that. I spoke with Larry Meltzer about running the grader this year, and he's kind of, you know, he's glad to be home. He's been gone all winter. Mm-hmm. He didn't brave it out like we did, but so he's kind of iffy on if he wants to grade or not.
Okay, well, we're going to need to find that out.
Please. Right.
Because actually, you know, when we get some more rain, we're going to...
Right. I kind of drove around a little bit to look at some of the conditions of the roads. They're not bad.
Right. And how are you with Alfred in that grader?
Pretty good.
Okay.
We had a fellow call me just yesterday that has a road seeding product that is for...
Chlorine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And another product, and he wanted to come to this meeting, and I said, you know, probably wouldn't be a good idea for this meeting, but send me the information, and they can look it over, and there might be some private parties that would be interested.
For magchloride to work real good, you have to water the road down pretty good first, so it gets pulled down into the surface.
Right. That's what he was saying. There's a process to doing it to get it to work right, but once it's there...
It seals the dust, and it keeps the rust from coming back.
And it's good with clay, too, he said, with our clay.
Yeah, so we need to find out what the, you know, obviously what the... Send us the material.
Clay will still get slippery, though.
Mm-hmm. It seems to feel like...
Yeah, I don't go on the ranch. We tried some here in the ranch yard years ago.
It didn't seem to help out at all.
We did one pass where you could kind of see it still. As far as the ranch roads, I'm not sure you can ever afford to do the ranch
in
the ranch yard or something like that. But.
There was a patch up by the wet bed that they also did. And it's not been over different times. I couldn't tell any difference at all.
Well, he was talking about a new product. He did talk, he mentioned that, and I know nothing about any of the products, so it all was kind of like fluff for me. But I told him, send me the information, and I will email me the information, and I'll email it all out to you guys so you can look it over and see what you think. So.
Okay.
But he wanted to come.
I've seen some of those products used in fire camps before, and you know, but then they do other things too, so...
Well, watch for it on your email. I'll send it to you probably tomorrow. Monday.
As far as the roads go, I mean, like I said, a lot of them are decent. I don't think we got near as much moisture as you guys did in the past, just from what I can see. I know there's some, you know, pipeline and stuff like that. I know a lot of...
So the culverts seem to be holding and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And,
there's a couple that I've dug out. Just so that, you know, just dug out by hand.
Right.
Just kind of got buried a little bit. But I have that culvert study if you still want that.
Yeah.
I drove around the ranch and I marked out all the culverts that are good and bad.
Right. Yeah, well, that's something that we'll need to work on as we improve the work on the roads. We'll need to address those issues. There's still going to be issues. But at least this year so far, but, you know, Brent, when we get those monsoonal rains, you know, that's when we really see a lot of the impact. You know,
right.
Like the wintertime, it's snow and then it melts off.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get those monsoonal rains in the summer months, it's when we get dumped on, and then we see where we have the real problems as far as erosion control and,
right.
And the road. So,
I have to give credit to Larry for his grading. You know, a lot of some people, they grade it straight. Well, he kind of made a crown out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important, just so when it snows, the water just kind of sheds off rather than just sits there and pools.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, most of the roads that I've been on has a good crown, and the water just sheds right off, which is...
Well, we need to, speaking of roads, so one thing that you can do now that you can access there really well is to, you know, like say you said, roads in pretty good condition, so the ones that we can work on, let's work on, and then
right.
Like we need to make sure that we like to least blade every road once and hopefully more than that in a year, so to keep things, you know, passable and up to, you know, so that's the least that I would think. I don't know, That's my feeling.
Yeah, I think our goal is the next 2 months, as the rain hits, to get all the roads that are gravel, the main roads that have gravel on them, you know, put back into place.
But also to get out,
and then we get out the, yeah, you know, the secondary roads, the dirt roads, as we can.
Right. Kind of along those lines, I started walking the fence line. Started at the cattle guard. I don't know which cattle guard it is on the Scoop Pond. Started going out south that way and checking that map that you gave me. That was one of the priorities you guys wanted, was to walk the fence line. And there's not, you know, the wire and the posts are still there. I just kind of put it up there. I had some wire with me and just tied it up. The fence down here is all fixed. But that's kind of... They're still up there, and still a little muddy, so I started down here, but that's kind of a work in progress. But
keep track of
most of the most of the fence isn't bad. It just needs to kind of be put back together. Snow, wind, just kind of knock the wire down.
Well, yeah, that's you know, when you're out there surveying what you can repair then, but make note of it if you need to come back with additional help to tighten it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that, and making notes on that map, maybe even just scribble on it, where there's gates. So there's those hidden gates that if somebody on a four-wheeler or something finds it and leaves it open, that, you know,
right.
The cows are getting out and you never know where, because there's some of those wire gates that you'll find just walking it.
Right. Well, we're in a situation now where we don't have to worry about our cows getting out. It's the cows coming in. Right. And with these fields and with the planting that's going on, I think it's real crucial to have that done. So I'm working on it. Something else too are those signs that I have. We got an okay to put street signs up.
You want the map first?
I need a map.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have a map, but I don't have the updated.
Okay.
Updated road.
Do you want me to give you the one we have?
Please.
Or do you want to wait until you tell me which one?
Well, I have the one that we have. That have. I need the
correct one.
The correct one.
The corrected one. He needs that, yes.
I've talked with Brent. Brent got a permit for some posts. I don't know if I'm going to take all his posts, but we have posts. I know we were talking about taking...
I'm not charging anything. What I did is I went to the BLM, and I got I got approval to do lemon trim along the Deer Springs BLM interface between along Broad Hollow.
Nice.
And so I got a wood cutting permit for 5 cords of wood and a post permit for 75 posts, which I just keep renewing. And then I also got tentative approval to cut a road along there, ATV trail, to be able to bring all this stuff out. And so that's all I'm trying to do is protect that interface, BLM and Deer Springs interface that runs along Broad Hollow there best I can. And so I'm just going to, although I'm going to need about 10 or 15 posts is all, but I got a post permit, and I'll keep covering the cost on that, and I won't charge anybody, but I'm just going to cut that stuff out of there to get a lemon trim and get a decent fire break along there.
So like they say, we need to get Paul, you know, help there.
I'll just pull that stuff out of their stack and he can haul them off.
So my plan is by the end of the summer to have the majority of all the street signs up, if we have them all and they're all correct. And I know that's kind
of... You got that on record, Dave?
I'll order.
I need a phone call.
Well, I mean, is it important to the members of the ranch to have all the signs up?
Well, yeah.
I kind of want to do what, you know...
We're talking about signs. I mean, it's not that bad.
Can we still have those signs?
They're in the shop there.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been a matter of getting posts.
Well, yeah, no. And so now...
Material.
20-something posts right here along the driveway.
Do you have a digger?
Digger. I have a...
A manual one.
A digging bar and a little digger.
If you were going to do a dad, you could go around one right there.
Yeah, I got a couple. All right. Something else with the roads, too, is I noticed, because we ran out of wood this winter, and I drove up along the airstrip and just looking at, you know, the Scoot and Bar here, and there's a lot of timber that's on the ground, a lot of it old. There's some new stuff. Is that some of the aesthetics that the ranch has, or do you want that stuff cleaned up?
If it's dead.
You know, some of it's
dead.
All the dead
take it.
Well, a lot of it's rotten too. So.
You're talking down stuff.
A lot of stuff's been there for years.
Yeah, anything that's down, trees are pushed out, and as it warms up and you can get up higher, there's a lot of stuff that, when the dozer came through, last time Clark came through, 6 years ago, there's still a lot of that that now is good and dry, but... Yeah,
Okay. Well, I started cutting some of that out yesterday, and limiting trimming. And
the beautify the ranch by taking more stuff out.
Right.
You're firewood, reducing fire pressure. So that's all good. So.
Definitely.
Well, we're getting ready to open the cabins. I've talked with Brent. I think we're going to open the water up somewhere next week, up in the upper system, possibly depending on the weather. As far as
the solar system,
yeah.
Let us start pumping.
Okay. Just pumping some water into the tanks.
Yeah.
There's still a valve up there that I need to fix, the one that bypassed from the big tank to the little tank.
You're going
to
fix that before you start pumping?
Yes.
Okay. No.
That's about all I have, other than that water class that I was going to take to get certified as a water operator. Been canceled up at the Bryce testing area. It's up in Provo, and it's 4 days. I'm not going to do it at this time.
Okay.
Just 4 days away from the ranch. April 18th is too many days away from the ranch, I think.
Yeah, we're looking to see what... I still like the information on this class.
Right. Well,
so send me the email before the information so we,
right.
we can see...
Well, I know there was a couple of other people that wanted to take that class. I just wanted to let everybody know that it's canceled.
Okay.
Up at the Bryce.
Up at the Bryce.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't there some emails sent to each of us about an association?
Yeah.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's important. This is good information that the ranch should have. I think it's important.
Just waiting for new business.
Okay. Other than that, we're ready for the season.
Okay. How's the Cabin 7 work out? We're going to go take a look at it.
Yeah, let's try it. Nice.
Okay. Cabin 7's good. I just warned you, I'm not a carpenter. I'm not a plumber. I got it all done.
It's modest. It looks really good.
With the exception of the ceiling. I'm going to paint the ceiling. I hadn't planned on painting the ceiling. Planned on painting the walls. But as far as the ceiling.
And use kills first?
Yeah.
The paint kills. Kills.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, I use kills, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Good.
Well, I got that mildew-resistant sheet rock on there.
Yeah, I know, but, put the paint too.
Okay.
Good. Okay. All right. You want to share what you have with us?
Work? that's mine.
Be quiet and serve.
No, did you just put it outside? You're dragging me nuts.
Yeah, if you would like to go, bring something up. Thank you. Yes, bring the thing. Thank you. Okay, thank you, Paul.
You want to share with them what is going on?
Oh, off the record, for the recording?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll get better attendance, huh?
Maybe so.